Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Friday, December 1st, the gift of speech. Luke 1:19, and the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news." Gabriel's statement to Zechariah is worthy of still more of our reflection in this first week of Advent. The purpose for which he was sent, he goes on to say, was to speak to you. Now, I'm often a man of few words. Conversation has just never been a strength for me. But I married into a family that's all about conversation. I mean, lots and lots of words. Early on, I was perfectly content at family gatherings to just sit back and quietly observe the onslaught of verbal exchanges. All in good fun, it wasn't long before my father-in-law sarcastically referred to me as Johnny Carson, because I just didn't have the capacity to carry on conversation like they do. Well, fast forward a few years, and my wife's sister came with us to church one Sunday evening when I, a young, aspiring preacher, happened to be the one sharing God's word. Stereotypically, I preached too long, trying to cram in more than anyone's attention span could endure. After the service, my astounded sister-in-law, who had never heard me preach before, by the way, she made an insightful observation. "Well, no wonder he never talks. He used all his words up there." She wasn't wrong. Yes, even preachers can struggle with carrying a conversation. The angel Gabriel, however, understood that his commission expressly demanded that he speak to Zechariah. Ironically, the unbelieving priest would find himself unable to speak for many months until he put feet to his faith when his promised son was finally born. Even then, this new, aged dad had learned to use his restored gift of speech to declare God's praise for his faithfulness to redeem man. You see, serving the Lord necessarily involves communication of the gospel. Or put another way, all God's servants are commissioned to speak to others about God's grace in the gospel. Over the years, I've had to intentionally exit my small, limited comfort zone to exercise God's gift of communication. By God's grace and by His design, my capacity for conversation has thankfully grown. While social discomfort may still try to limit me from engaging others with words, I've learned from Moses' example. When he was reprimanded by the Lord for using his hesitancy to speak as an excuse to not speak at all. You can find that in Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 to 12. I know that it's incumbent upon me as a follower of Christ to open my mouth and engage people in conversation so that I may speak the truth of the gospel to them. At First Hurst, we refer to this as having gospel conversations. The Christmas season presents a whole host of natural opportunities to engage others in conversations that point to the gospel. The very theme of this devotional builds on our calling to intentionally engage others with the gospel. Like Gabriel, we've been sent to speak to others about God's promised Redeemer. How will you use the gift of communication to go tell it during this marvelous season of wonder? Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/Advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.